Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to the Fall Garden Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you're just waking up, getting ready for the day. It feels like a week ago the sun was already out at this point. I don't know, I woke up and I kind of looked around and said, you sure it's this early? It feels like it might be like midnight still. But, well, that means fall is here, is on its way. It's not officially here, but as we've always kind of looked at it as, you know, once the kids go back to school, that's fall, right? So we're pretty much there. The majority of the kids have gone back to school. Most will go back on Tuesday. So it's fall. What does that mean for us? What does that mean for our garden? What do we do during this week? I know it means our temperatures are going to start to cool down. And if you wake up early in the morning and just feel the temperatures, even not so early, you know, 7, 8 a.m., we're still in the 50s usually. This morning, 57. Nice morning temperatures, cooler temperatures, which means our plants are starting to focus on getting ready for winter, right? You know, our plants know when the seasons are changing. They know when they're getting ready for that next time frame. And they're starting to get ready to store nutrients, getting ready to bring those nutrients to the root system and inside the plant to help them hold on till spring for us. So it's definitely, you know, definitely you're going to start seeing some changes if you haven't already. We're going to start to see a lot of the leaves start to change in the trees. We're starting to see some of our plants kind of just slow down on the growth development. Not as many flowers on some of the plants, etc. So we're getting into that fall season. We still have about 3 weeks left, maybe a little bit less. Quick math says it's about 2.5. But we're slowing down. We're getting ready for that fall season. But what does that mean, right? That means it's a great time to start planting. It's a great time to start putting a lawn in. It's a great time to start redeveloping areas, cleaning up some areas. And it's also a great time to start, you know, fertilizing again. But using a lot of that fertilizer at half the rate for next season. It's really just helping get it through the winter, store up its material until spring, and then it will slowly start to release it again. That's when we'll go with the full rate. He'll hear me talk about it from now for the next month or two, month and a half, of fertilizing a lot of your plants that are staying, you know, your evergreens, your shrubs, your trees, getting those fertilized for the winter to help hold them, the nutrients into the plant and help them develop over the winter. We're also, you know, a couple, maybe month and a half to 2 months away from using wilt stop, wilt proof, to get those developed, to get those sprayed on our plants to hold the moisture in during the winter, protecting our assets, if you will, of what we've done outside. So we're getting into that season, so start getting ready for those things. Those of you who use burlap to put around plants, we're getting there. We're not there yet, but we're starting to get there. And we always talking about thinking ahead, thinking of what to do for next season or what we should be doing soon. So we'll talk about that and a lot more today as time goes on. But really the show is all about whatever questions you have. So give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time left in the show, plenty of time for the calls. So wide open on what we want to talk about today, but we can continue with the theme we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks, and that's, you know, planting a lawn and replanting for the year. So about a month ago, I talked to you about getting the lawn ready by spraying. If you're going to spray an area where you need to kill the weeds or kill everything, that way you can start to redevelop the land, get it ready to put seed down. At this point, you're probably, you know, gone through all of that and gotten to the point where you're ready to put the seed down. Well, let's talk a little bit about seed, right? That whole month frame, you should have been able to tell, all right, this area is sunny, this area is shady, or it gets sun and shade. Determine if it's morning sun, afternoon sun. What's the deal, right? We want to look into the type of grassy that we're using to make sure we're getting the best value for the area. You know, we have lots of different mixes out there when it comes to grass seed. They have your sunny, your sunshade, your shady, your very shady. And then they have some specialty blends like a bluegrass blend, a rye blend, or other types, right? And so you kind of look at them and you say, all right, what do I need? What do I want? Well, let's start with sunny, right? A sunny area is at least 6 hours of sun a day. Mostly the 10 to 2 frame is a lot of that sun. 10 to 2 is about the hottest parts of the day, usually. 10 to 3, you know. But 10 to 2, where the sun is the highest, beating down on the area. If you have that plus lots, you know, more sun, you can use multiple different varieties. That's where you would use your full sun, right, over 6 hours. That's where you could also use a bluegrass, a full bluegrass. A lot of sod makers out there have just a straight bluegrass where it's thicker blades, right, throughout the yard. So if you've put sod down in the past and it was all bluegrass, they have bluegrass mixes, just straight. Or I know a lot of the vendor that Mahoney's uses where I work, they use a Black Beauty mix. So That's got a mixture, mostly ryegrass in there. So, you know, you can look to get that type of seed to fill it if you've used sod before from some of those types of vendors, right? So that would be mostly in your full sun. Then we get into a sun and shade, right? So, you know, it gets at least 4 hours of sun, maybe a little bit more, but a lot of shade. Maybe it's morning all the way until 11, right? And then 11 on, you have sun. So you have some shade in there. So that would be a mixture of ryes, fescues, and some bluegrass, right? So bluegrass loves the sun. The ryes and fescues will do a little bit more in the shade. So that would be one that has less sun or about half and half during the day. From there, you got your shady, which you look for to have really no bluegrass in the mix. So when you're looking at a shady mix, look for ryes and fescues only. Bluegrass loves the sun, hates the shade. So why put that in there, right? We're going to take a break here. If you have any questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we started talking really about, you know, lawn and the seed that you need, etc. So I just want to reiterate just a little bit, real quick. So sunny, 6+ hours, sunshade, maybe half and half of the sun and shade during the day, shady, more shade than sun. And then there's even a deep shade where that's going to be more shade than anything and probably less than 2 hours of sun. So I mentioned right at the end there, and I've said this a number of times, but I feel as though it's very important to know. Shade mixes, where you have tons of shade, you want to make sure there's no bluegrass in it. Even 9-10% is too much. Because bluegrass does not do well by any means in the shade. When it's shady more than, you know, it has less than 2 hours of sun. So there's some products out there that I've seen that one of them states that it's very heavy in the shade, but it has bluegrass. And the same company has one that has one where it almost feels like you should just put it in pockets of shade. That has no bluegrass. That's the one I would look at if you have mostly shade. Just take a look for the products that don't have the bluegrass when you have more shade than not. Like if you're planting underneath trees, first off, it's going to be hard to do, but at the same time, the shade, it can be done, right? You can have shady mixes of seeds. So I really just want you to take a look when you're purchasing grass seed to make sure you have the right blend for what you're doing. So spend a little time checking on where the sun is in the areas that you're redoing before you go out and purchase the seed.
You know, because when we put a lawn in, we put seed down, you know, part of the issue is sometimes it not taking or not being successful for the entire year is the wrong product for the wrong place, right? So if we do a little research prior, that helps us. So I bring this up. I talk about it often. I like to think ahead when it comes to these things, especially when it comes to grass seed, because we want that instant gratification, right? We want that look to say, I spent time on the on my lawn, and I'm taking care of it, and she's successful. So it's something just to think about. Now, going with that, once you've picked out the grass seed, before you put it down, let's talk about getting it ready, right? You know, did you bring in a new loom? Did you bring in, you know, some loom with a little bit of compost in it and carry it all over the area? What did you do to add to it? You know, if you took my advice earlier and you killed the area of weeds that it is, you know, you sprayed, you did something along those lines. Well, let's take a look at that. Let's get that done. But the one thing I want you to think about doing this year is putting a starter fertilizer down prior to putting the seed down. Now, anytime I put grass seed down, or anytime you do, you want to spend less time walking over it, more time watering it, right? So it's the same thing when you put product down to help start it. We want to put that down first. Put the grass seed down last. So there's less walking over it than anything. Because think about this. In the morning, you walk through an area, and we're getting to the mornings where our grass has dew on it. You know, we're waking up, we're seeing the cars are covered with moisture. They're starting to need to use that defrost. Walk over the seed when it's wet. The seed's going to stay on your shoes because your shoes are all wet. So let's think of those things, right? We'll talk about this a little bit more and other things, but you can call us. And we can talk about anything you like in regards to the garden. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. In an exclusive interview with Fox News' Jennifer Griffin in Ramstein, Germany, Saturday, General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, was asked about the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Well, I think a couple of things. One is the collapse of the Afghan army happened at a much faster rate and very unexpected by pretty much everybody. And then with that is the collapse of the Afghan government. So that was definitely a surprise.
A coalition of Oregon police officers and firefighters have sued Governor Kate Brown over a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for state employees. Plaintiffs seek an order declaring Executive Order No. 2129 is unenforceable because it conflicts with Oregon statutes, the Oregon Constitution, and conflicts with the United States Constitution, the complaint states. This is USA Radio News.
Mask mandates, state, local, and federal executive authority, and the battle to define the limits of Roe v. Wade on abortion combined to make this a very exciting time for the courts and law, according to legal expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I think the decision could signal that there is a 5-4 majority possible to substantially limit Roe versus Wade. If there were five justices who thought that Roe versus Wade should not be limited, why would they allow the Texas statute to go into effect even for a few months?
The U.S. Coast Guard said Saturday that cleanup crews are responding to a sizable oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico following Hurricane Ida. The spill, which is ongoing, appears to be coming from a source underwater at an offshore drilling lease about 2 miles south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. The reported location is near the site of a miles-long brown and black oil slick. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got lots of time today to answer as many of your gardening questions as you have, so definitely give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. Now, we've been talking a lot about the lawn and what you can be doing. You know, let's think about what else we can do this time of year. Planting. This is a great time to be planting, you know, a new garden, shrubs, trees, whichever you're looking to do. Because, as I've said, when it comes to your lawn, the root system is developing more for winter and getting ready. And so it's going to spend more time developing the roots than pushing more shoots for you. You're looking to get that established for winter. With the cooler temperatures, it slows down the growth a little bit, but it helps focus its energy below ground. And that's really what we're looking to get done here with our plants, right? We're looking to have them established before anything is to happen to them. So we definitely, you know, great time to be doing some planting. Now, you know, take a look. See what you can get into the yard. Get those areas all cleaned up like we've talked about previously. You know, what else can we be doing? You know, make sure at this time of year when you're planting, using a product like the Biotone Starter from Espoma, it's a perfect product to really get you the head start that your plants need to get developed into the great root system and to be there long term for you. So you're not worrying about it, you know, during the winter or, you know, during a drought, during extended periods of heat, right? We're looking to have our plants established and be successful. So this time of year allows us to do that because our plants are focusing on the deeper root system. And using that Biotone Starter, what it does is it attacks the root system in a beneficial way. And when you hear me say attack, you're like, okay, hold on. But it attacks the root system in a great way. Because what it does is it expands its root system. It's got what's called mycorrhizae in it. It's a beneficial fungus. Again, fungus. You know, I don't want fungus. I use fungicide. I use this. No. It's a beneficial fungus. So it attacks the root system. And it creates those little hairs all over the roots so that your roots can easily pull more nutrients into its system for the plant to help benefit it. It'll extend the root system, get them bigger. It'll allow them to really go deeper into the soil. It's not one of those things where, if it's in a perfect situation, a root system will kind of just stay. This helps push them to other areas. So we want that root system to be as developed as possible. And that's what this Biotone Starter does. Now, the mycorrhizae, like I said, it creates those little hairs on the roots. It allows it to get even finer nutrients and easier access to them in the soil. So it's only beneficial, right? So it's definitely something that I highly suggest using anytime you plant a tree, a shrub. There's Biotone in a lot of the other fertilizers in Espoma's product line. So they will include the mycotone, the tones, in the tones. It'll have that mycorrhizae in it. So it's definitely something to be looking at doing for the health of your plant, the long term, and off to a good start, right? Now here's another thing to be thinking about. When we talk about fertilizing our shrubs, right, our shrubs and trees, we don't want to fertilize with a specific type of fertilizer when we're planting, right? Sometimes it gets confusing because you're planting something and it's a holly or an evergreen. So you're like, well, I should just use Hollytone. Not really the case. That's why we want to use that Biotone Starter. Get it off to the right start. So if you're planting some hollies or some boxwood or those types, anything that's an evergreen, use the Hollytone in the spring of next year. Use the Biotone now. Because the Biotone's the starter, gets it ready. Because we're looking to develop the roots, so long term, when we put the Hollytone down, it gets the right fertilizer to the right areas. So definitely take a look at it and say, all right, if it's newly developed, I don't want to use any of the name specific. I want to use a starter. If it's an established plant, that's when we go into those name specific, right? The Hollytone. The tree tone, the plant tone, right? Those types. Or getting ready for the bulb tone. Bulbs should be coming out in the stores very soon, if they're not already. They'll be, it's time to be doing that. But that's, when you use specific. The good thing about bulb tone is it does have the Biotone in it as part of its mix. So we can go into that a little bit later. But for what we're talking about now, for starting your plants, Biotone. For established plants, plants that have been in there for a year or more, that's when you go to the name specific, like Hollytone, Treetone, They have an evergreen tone. Those types, right? So those are things to be thinking about when you're planting right now. But get them off to the right start. Get them going to where they need to be. So, these are some things to really be thinking about this time of year. Thinking about developing for next year. Getting things ready to develop for spring. So definitely take a look at what you can be doing at this point in time to get ready for, you know, the rest of the fall and for next year. Now, if you have any questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it does sound like we do have a call. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob is in Dracket.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a couple of questions that I trust you could answer.
Peaches.
I got black spot all over them. Every year I just toss them in a recycling thing. Can I make wine with that? Is it poisonous or just is it sappy?
Okay, so it's on the peaches itself or it's on the leaves and everything?
No, it's just the peaches. The sap comes where the peaches attach to the branch, and it's spotty on the peach, but I cut like half of it off because there's no spots. I'm just thinking that it would probably ferment pretty good. And people tell me peach wine's pretty good. It's my first year making wine, so.
Yeah, so the majority of, like, the black spot, or sometimes they call them, like, freckles on there. It's like little, like, spots, right? It almost looks like freckles on the peach.
Yeah,
so what I would do is if you peel it, like use like a peeler, a lot of times it doesn't go all the way through. Some of them might go deeper into the peach, but the majority of them, it's just on the outside. And so you should be all right. If you're seeing it go deeper, like once you've peeled it and it goes deeper, I would say, you know, don't use those specific, because they're a deeper, like, spore that goes further in. But the majority of, like, peach scab, which is what it is going to be on the peel, on the outside of it.
All right, that makes sense. The next question.
Sure.
I've seen the raspberries, and through a couple of years, I have this patch now that's huge. And I planted a plum tree about 10 feet away from it.
Yeah.
It's overtaking the plum tree. I guess I want to move the plum tree because I love the raspberries. And I don't get anything from the plum tree yet. Should I trim it first and move it in the fall now?
Well, so this is a great time to be doing it. I'd wait maybe, you know what, the temperatures aren't getting too bad this week. What I would do is look at the temperatures, and if you're seeing any temperatures during the week over 80, there's like one day in the next like 10 days. So I'd wait till after it is 80, then dig the plant, but you can move it now this time of year. So there's a couple things I'd want you to do to start. So the night before you are to move it, I want you to take the hose, bring it out to that plum, put it on a trickle, and let it sit there for like 45 minutes to an hour. Because what we're trying to do is get moisture into that plant so that it doesn't completely shock it when you dig it up, right? Because when you cut the roots... Well, yeah, there's a good amount of moisture, but the fact is you're going to really shock it because you're going to cut those roots. Right? And when you cut the roots,
it just we want it to absorb that water that's there versus air. Because air getting into the root system will shock the tree. So water it the night before. What I'd also do is get the area where you want it ready. Dig the hole, get that area ready, get some compost to mix into the soil. You know, only mix it about, you know, 50-50, maybe 25 compost, 75, the soil that's already there. Get some biotone starter, mix it into that hole. And then dig a root ball as big as you can handle. And then move it. Try to move it in the morning versus the afternoon, or, I mean, you could do it at night as well. But it's definitely okay to be doing. Just wait till after it's 80 degrees this week.
Okay, it sounds like a plan. More than that. I have other questions.
Yeah, so hang tight for me. We're going to take a break here. When I get back, we'll help you out with that. So we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix-and-pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bob out of Drake, and he had a couple more questions, so we wanted to bring him back on. So, Bob, what were those other questions?
Okay, Patrick, to move the plum tree.
Yep.
I have an area where the grass has been overtaken all of my bulb plants. So I'm figuring I'm going to dig all that up and take the bulbs and put them in a new location.
Okay.
So I would do that this time of year, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. Now, should I store them over the winter or should I plant them now?
Now, what type of bulbs are they?
Okay, Lily of the Valley, and then there's, the day lilies, there's a lot of them in there.
Okay.
And irises, there's some iris, two different irises.
No, I would definitely get them back in the ground. The more I think of it. If it was like, if they were more like dahlia bulbs or things like that where, you know, they need to almost be stored. They're more of like a, I wouldn't consider them an annual, but close to it, I would say to store them. But all of those, I would definitely get into the ground right now as you plant them so that they can go into their dormant stage. They can, really start to develop some more roots for later as well. So I'd get those right into the ground.
Okay. I got two more things on my
list. Sure. Not a problem.
One is pine nuts. I have a evergreen that a neighbor gave me, and that's in behind the raspberries. I want to dig that up and move that. If it's got like little nuts on it, are those the pine nuts that I see the cooks using, or are they just pine nuts?
Yeah, no, I they're just going to be the pine nuts that you're seeing. This the pine nuts go through a whole process of being cleaned and that type of thing. I would say I wouldn't use them for that, just okay. Based on what I'm seeing and what I know.
So I should give them to the birds or the squirrels?
Yeah, definitely.
And then acorns off a tree. I just lose them every year, but there's thousands of them. If I catch them in a top and pick out the good ones, is there a system of cooking them?
Well, so, I mean, they can be, excuse me, eaten. Some people will actually grind them up, make like a almost like a flour, right?
Yeah, like coffee, you know, stuff.
Yeah, things like that. Some people will clean them up, and you can actually like bake them for like 20 minutes, put a little bit of salt, that type of thing on them. There's a number of different recipes out there, but you could definitely you could eat them, but I would be cooking them first, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because they can have some toxins in them when they're raw like that, and that's why we want to cook them. So you can definitely do that. We're not like the squirrels and the chipmunks that will eat them without an issue. We gotta have our food cooked a little bit.
Yes, I get it. All right, the last question.
Sure.
I got years ago from the Abavons decided they sent me some sticks with a little root on them.
Yep.
And I ended up with two crepe myrtles and a white something. It's a northern tree.
Yep.
So is there a place to donate them? Because I grow more fruits and vegetables. So.
Well, so you could actually go, take a look online and see if there is a local, like, garden club. A lot of garden clubs in the area will do, like, plant sales. And that's probably your best bet and your easiest bet. Because those garden clubs, they might be, you know, remote and going through it that way, but they might still be doing stuff to promote some growth for them in the future. So I'd definitely try that.
I go to the senior.
Sounds good, too.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Bob, you have a great rest of your day. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.